many of former President Trump's supporters lashing out at the Justice Department this morning. What we are learning about the documents in question after the FBI executes a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago.
Plus, stretching out the supply of monkeypox vaccine doses, the change in how shots could be delivered very soon.
And it's another beautiful day here in the Bay. Temperatures are going to start warming up, though, as we head into the weekend. We'll talk about that coming up in your full forecast.
And later in your morning mix, a piece of history getting the attention of all Beatles fans. The heated letter that John Lennon wrote to Paul McCartney now up for auction this morning.
All right, let's take a look at your morning's top stories now. Federal agents searched former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate on Palm Beach in South Florida. Sources tell CBS News the FBI executed the search warrant in connection to a Justice Department investigation into how the former president handled White House records, including classified materials. Trump issued a statement saying Mar-a-Lago was, quote, under siege and raided. He also claimed agents broke into a safe. The former president was in New York at Trump Tower at the time. His son Eric says the search was politically motivated.
This came from one place and one building, and that is the White House in Washington, D.C. They want to attack a guy who they view is his greatest threat, is Biden's greatest threat.
A senior White House source says the Biden administration was given no advance notice of the search. The National Archives asked the DOJ to investigate back in February after some of the documents Trump turned over to them had been ripped up and taped back together. And today, the White House is set to announce a new strategy to stretch the limited supply of monkeypox vaccines. It calls for splitting one dose of the vaccine into five. The FDA described the dose-sparing option last week. It would involve changing how the shots are delivered, giving a smaller dose closer to the skin. Officials say it would not compromise safety or the vaccine effectiveness. And here's a live look at SF General, where a walk-in clinic for the monkeypox vaccine will reopen today. As you can see right here, lines are already forming for the 10,000 doses the clinic has received. The clinic will be open from 8 a.m. to noon and continues all week with extended hours on Saturday. Kaiser, UCSF, and Sutter will provide vaccine appointments. And let's take you live to the state capitol now, where today a newly formed committee will hold its first hearing on California's response to the monkeypox outbreak. State and local health officials are set to speak. State Senator Scott Wiener will lead the committee that will look at both short-term solutions and long-term improvements. And a new report is blasting California's unemployment agency, saying it wrongfully delayed or denied benefits to around 6 million people during the pandemic. The nonpartisan legislative analyst's office found the EDD was almost entirely focused on preventing fraud and did not do enough to ensure benefits were quickly getting to workers. The EDD told the Associated Press that it is carefully reviewing this report and has already adopted many of its recommendations. Well, good morning to you. Let's get a check on our weather now with Jessica Birch. And it was a little breezy this morning when I was driving into work. Are we still seeing that?
You know, that's the case for us in our East Inland areas, but also here in the Bay. If you take a live look just behind me right now, you see that flag waving with that onshore wind staying very consistent, bringing in this marine layer. Yes, it is trying so hard to soak the Bay this morning. It's just a lot lighter than what we're used to during the month of August. Well, as we take a look at daytime highs today, we're still sitting in those low 80s this afternoon for our inland forecast. This is a very similar forecast to yesterday. So if you didn't get to take advantage of getting outdoors and getting some fresh air in, do it today. It's a stunning afternoon for us from the coast all the way into the heart of the Bay. We're still sitting in those mid-60s on average. Partly cloudy skies sticking around for us as low pressure is just parked right offshore. That's really helping us out, though. All those fires just north of us, it's allowing for that smoke plume to stay away from us, bringing in fresh air from the Pacific. So good news for us, really, as we head into this week. The forecast is very, very, very nice. And as we extend into the weekend, we're going to be seeing a lot of sunshine in store. We'll talk more about that coming up, but for now, back to you.
Hey, Jess, well, we're going to go to the East Bay right here. There is a three-car accident on westbound 80 in Emeryville near the Powell Street exit. It's blocking the two left lanes, so keep that in mind as you head out the door this morning. Also going to take a look at the Bay Bridge next. Metering lights have just been turned on. It's about a nine-minute drive from the Maze to the city, so not so bad this morning so far. And let's check on the other bridges right now. All the other bridges are looking pretty good. It is in green there. It is about a 12-minute drive from 880 to Highway 101.
I love you.
She sang some of the biggest hits of the 70s and 80s and made her mark on the film industry with her role in Grease. But as we look back on her life, Olivia Newton-John made an impact that went far beyond film and music. As Devin Feely reports, her own personal health struggles turned her into an activist and inspiration for millions of people.
For anyone who's ever received a cancer diagnosis, either personally or for someone they love, knows how devastating and frankly how frightening it can be. But when you learn that someone else has fought that same fight and won, it can be incredibly encouraging. And that's what Olivia Newton-John was to the world. Olivia Newton-John was at the height of her popularity as a recording artist and actress. She announced to the world in 1992 that she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer, the beginning of a three-decade-long battle with the disease.
She was remarkable in being open and direct about it, and I think set an example for other women with breast cancer.
Dr. David Spiegel with Stanford Healthcare conducted pioneering early research into the value of support groups for women with breast cancer. He says Newton-John helped lift the stigma that was often associated with the disease.
There was a time when women felt ashamed of it and hid it from the world. It was as if it were something wrong with them as people.
Newton-John, however, never shied away from her diagnoses. Instead, she became an outspoken advocate for education and early detection and explored non-traditional plant-based therapies. The cancer returned for a third time in 2017. But Newton-John never lost her trademark optimistic outlook, on display in this interview with CBS's Gail King.
So I've chosen that path to be grateful and to feel good about things because the other side's not so good.
Newton-John managed to hold her cancer at bay for 30 years between her initial diagnoses and eventual death, filling the space in between with fierce determination, grace, and the joy of living.
It became not something to be hidden or ashamed of, but something that she could say she was dealing with and was not going to stop living her life because she had a very serious medical diagnosis.
Devin Feely, KPIX 5.
Meanwhile, tributes are pouring in for the actress here in the Bay Area. A stage production of Xanadu was already underway at the San Jose Playhouse. We got a look inside at the rehearsal. Newton-John starred in that movie musical back in the 80s. Many of the cast and producers of that play have been closely following her career throughout the years and considered her certainly an inspiration.
She was what we wanted to look like, you know, she had fashion. And then when Physical came out, I mean, every girl in every dance studio all over the country was dancing to Let's Get Physical. And then Grease is just everlasting. It's actually an event that we do here at the theater a lot. We do Grease sing-alongs. So Olivia's in our life all the time.
And it's gonna be such an honor to pay tribute to her and the roles and the music that she made popular.
Yes, she certainly made popular. Now, the San Jose Playhouse production of Xanadu opens on August 19th. Mm-hmm. We could just tell from that story there, she was so loved, so mm-hmm. likable, and talented.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like they were saying, she is going to live on forever. And just looking back to Devin's package, the fact that she's inspiring a lot of women, she mm-hmm. continues to do so. Mm-hmm. So she's definitely an icon that's going to be remembered.
For sure. Mm-hmm.